1.1.
Obviously, navigation is the primary application of most GPS devices.
Sure.
Then you've got associated applications, uses that are related to navigating, such as tracking systems you can use for monitoring delivery vehicles and finding stolen cars, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are more creative features. A good example would be on a boat GPS. You get drift alarms. So, if the anchor starts to drag and the boat starts moving, there's a setting on the GPS that allows it to detect the movement, and an alarm sounds to warn you, and prevents the boat from drifting unnoticed.
I see.
Or, another example on boat systems is man overboard buttons. So, if you're sailing along and someone falls into the sea, you hit a button, which logs the position and ensures that you don't lose track of where you were, which then enables you to turn round and come back to the same point and find the person.
Right.
So, these are the kinds of applications we want to develop, more specialized and more creative.
Mm. So, effectively, you're not talking about technical innovations. What you're really looking for is innovative ways of actually using the technology.
Precisely. Because in these days, from the end user's point of view, accuracy is no longer the main selling point. Most devices are accurate enough.
Mm-hmm.
The key is to make them more useful. So, in terms of development, that's the kind of innovations that we want.